Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Owens Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trevette Mansion, across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owens Funeral Home, owned and operated by the Owens family since 1925, invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 701, down 2.5. December soft wheat is 648, down 6. September corn 488, down 7. December 473.25, down 8.25, now 8.75. September soybeans are 1434.5, up 10.5. November 1382.25, up 24.75. September soybean oil is 44.03, up 14. October is 44.08, up 11. September soybean meals 478.30, up 10.10. October 440.40, up $12. October live cattle 126.97.5, up 17.5. September feeder cattle 157.80, up 87.5. And October lean hogs are 87.42.5. And they are down 20.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. And he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Corn's given back all of its gains today and then some, and soybeans have given about half of its gains back today. What's happened since the open?
Well, I think a couple things probably, Dave. I mean, number one, a very exuberant, charged group of buyers come in last night, and actually no sellers because everybody was very cautious about the weather forecast and what they were looking at. And I think that on a lower volume, we probably overdid the gains until we can take a better look at things this week. You know, we did get fair rains over a good portion of the Midwest, helped a lot of areas. Two-thirds of Iowa, Minnesota, northern Missouri, and that, of course, still very short-changed. But I think until we can sort of review, and get into the field and see some yields, it's going to be awful hard to push through that 14.9¾ for right now.
So that does that mean that today's, last night's high is the week high?
Not necessarily. It's going to depend on, you know, our future weather forecasts. Our idea, I think if we read Drew Lerner's weather forecast down through all of it today, it said that there was, he disagreed with the dryness that the models were showing for next week and thought that they would probably increase some of the moisture for next week. So, you know, there are a little bit of variations. It's changing in the weather forecasts. We look at them. And, you know, as we look at the southern yields coming in, they are pretty good yields.
I thought the pods weren't there, and whatever was in them was the size of BBs.
Well, it depends on where you go. We traveled up over the weekend up into Kendall County, into DeKalb County, LaSalle County, Illinois there, and the beans are very nice and green. They're a little shorter than some of ours in our area here, but they got an inch and a half of rain in many cases up there, and they look pretty good. Rained on us all the way from Gibson City north up to Morris on Friday night, and then Saturday night, of course, we saw more rains in that area, and we got about an inch and a half around here. So a lot of areas did get some, but, boy, if you're one of the dry areas and didn't get rain, it's awful rough on you.
So with the soybeans gapping again on the November chart, now you got two sizable gaps. What price to the downside would be concern if you are a bull?
What should you be concerned about? Well, I think, basically if we would go down and close that gap, I think isn't down around 1346, I believe. If we would go down and close under 1350, I think it would be very concerning.
And in the corn, what are we looking for there?
Well, I think, basically the beans have been the strong one of the two right now because we do have so many acres of corn. I mean, yes, some of the corn out west is not going to be high-yielding corn, But we have so many acres of corn, and we feel that it probably is as done what it can do here without being pulled up by the beans. So we think that we're in a 450 to 5.25 trading range, probably more in the 470 to 490 trading range, to be very honest, Dave.
So how do we maximize our profit in a trading range market?
Well, you know, that we like to buy near the low of the range and sell near the top of the range. Basically, if we're just doing a marketing job here right now, we feel anywhere between 490 and 510 is a good place to put some more hedges on.
Is it possible that if we wait long enough and store our corn that we could see prices well above where they are now on ideas that the corn crop in other parts of the world are getting smaller?
Well, you know, always a large crop, generally it pays to store. We're going to be taking a look and see what the basis levels are and where we're at the time when we get around to when we have extra corn or know we have extra corn at that point in time. But we would probably recommend, storing your extra corn unless we're still getting a premium when we're harvesting.
The issues with Syria, how could that potentially play out in the marketplace this week?
Oh, there's so many scenarios of what we can do there. None of them are good. That's the problem. I mean, it seems very stressful to me sitting here with knowing that we might be going into another mess, as we say that way, and I don't know. And yet we shouldn't also let other countries use that poisonous gas. So it's a conundrum to know what to do.
And if we were to get involved in the conflict, the potential for grain would be in what direction?
Both ways. It depends on whether they say they want a flight to quality and have physical commodities, or it depends on whether we else make half the world mad at us and they don't want to buy our grain. So, Russia and China are basically siding on the Syrian government, and we're sort of going against them. Last time I checked, China was one of our biggest customers.
Given the way that we've seen the market play out thus far, would you be one in the camp to hedge on paper and keep the cash open?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We've seen some tremendously quick shipment basis levels that are great. Like to keep open for any of those. We don't know how long they'll last. The other thing being is with all the different bids between processors and ethanol plants, we're not sure which elevator is going to be the best bid when it comes time for us to haul in.
What do you see over on the wheat side of the market today?
Well, the wheat, it's following the corn. Basically, the world is got plenty of wheat, and we're going to it's going to follow the corn for right now, Dave.
Do you think that we could see 735 lead month Chicago wheat sometime soon?
Ooh, that would be no, I really don't.
Okay, just checking. What else are you trying to juggle in all the things that are juggable today?
Well, I think that basically along the way, we want to keep a close eye on the weather maps to see if there is any change. I mean, for this week, it doesn't look like very much rain anywhere. It does look like, we're going to stay a little cooler, but we're just going to warm up by later in the week. The big thing is going to be, can we bring some rain in next week? And then the next thing we're watching is with this warmer weather and the warmer weather the last 2 weeks, how much do we move harvest forward compared to what would have been if we'd got moisture and rain? And see what those yields actually are. So we are continuing to hear some pretty good yields out of the south. We're here in southern Indiana, had some 220 bushel corn. He said he had about 100 bushel. That farmer told us he had 100 acres left, and then he had a two-week break. And he doesn't think his corn that comes in later will be as good as the first corn. So, but all in all, the early yields do tend to look good for right now.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Your current tick in the marketplace, hard red December wheat, 699 down 4.5. Soft December for 646 and 3/4 down 7.25. September corn 488 and 3/4 down 6.25. December 473.5 down 8.5. September soybeans 1437 and 3/4 up 13.75. November 1386 and 1/4 up 28.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.